and news from the University of Texas coming up in about 7:50 or so. Police stole my car.
Did stopped. I get... They stopped.
Stop my car. The car.
Yeah, uh-oh. That's it. Here we go.
Police stopped my car. Police stopped my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
Uh-huh. Well, it's an old song, you know.
Police
they don't do that
stopped
anymore.
My car. Police stopped my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car.
Yeah, can't do that.
They wanna wish
nope.
me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car.
Oh, open bottles.
Open bottles.
I thought he said empanadas.
Oh.
I was like, what's wrong with empanadas? Is that a drug term? I don't know. They're always saying all these things. Okay. Well.
There you go.
No empanadas in my car.
That's funny. It's even more funny with empanadas.
It is, yeah. That doesn't work out badly at all. Okay, so I got a call a little while ago.
Okay.
Guy said he was driving on Boonville Road about a half an hour ago, and the sky lit up. And he was asking if anybody else had called in about that, and I told him no. So about 6:45, and he was right near Watercrest, okay, on right there. So,
okay.
What color was the sky when it lit up?
Well, I don't know. Light. I'm not sure. So anyway, he was thinking maybe it was a meteor, and it very well could be. So if anybody saw that, you weren't alone. It's okay to tell us.
I've seen some crazy meteors before. The sky was like green. It was kind of freaky, but exciting also.
Were you doing the living? Were you high on life again when that happened? Or
oh, you mean person.
Took a trip to Denver.
No, hello. I was at summer.
I saw that, too. I was out about the same time I was in the campus area, and it was like a flashbulb or reminded me of those red light cameras where you see, you know, it's dark and you get the little brief flash.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
And so it just diffused all across the sky?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Hi there.
I was in Calvert when it lit up green like that.
Hello.
Hey, I saw it too. I'm out here around Milliken.
Really? Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Well, so you weren't alone. That's it. So always call in when you hear those kind of things. We always like to hear about
that. Yeah, because that way Scott can laugh at you on the air.
Hello.
I saw it too. I was in Wood Creek and it was behind me, a flash in the sky. I thought it was lightning.
Okay, good. Hi.
Hi, I was in the Lyons area off of 60. Okay. It looked like pan lightning.
Okay, pan lightning. I understand. Yep, hello.
I saw it, too. I was in Smithtown. I thought it was lightning, so I didn't think anything about it.
Okay, very good. Thanks. And it may well be, but I haven't, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything on the map that shows that there could be.
Maybe a meth lab blew up.
Could be.
See,
hello?
I was.
Burleson County, we saw it, too. Providence Community.
Thank you. Hi there.
Yes, I was almost in Hempstead.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was it was kind of blue-green. It kind of illuminated the sky and all this heavy fog. It was kind of real weird looking.
Sure. Now, which way were you headed?
Headed toward Hempstead.
You were headed toward Hempstead, and it seemed to be in front of you and above you? Is that basically right?
Above me.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Man, this could be a reality TV show.
You know it. Hi there.
Hi. I was on 290 when I saw it.
290 where?
Yeah.
No,
heading towards Brenham.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Wow.
It was a test run by Santa Claus.
That's it. No, good. Thanks for the calls. We appreciate that. Hey, and while we're talking about stuff up in the sky.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Pretty cool thing in Madisonville. I mean, have you heard about this?
No.
There's a teacher over who teaches astronomy in Madisonville. Her name is Denise Rothrock, and she lives in Bryan.
Oh.
She actually lives in Bryan, but she teaches in Madisonville. So back in 2008, she went to this conference out in California, and they were discussing how you search for things up in the sky. So 9 8th graders in Madisonville identified a new asteroid in between Mars and Jupiter.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They're now seniors, and the Smithsonian Minor Planet Center is now tracking the asteroid, and they have just named it Madisonville High.
Oh, that's awesome!
It really, really is.
I love it.
The students identified the asteroid by going through thousands of pictures, each taken 15 minutes apart, looped together, and you could see the objects moving through space. The name recognition is just the beginning for these students. They still search for asteroids in class, and many plan on pursuing physics and astronomy classes. And, of course, as the teacher says, Ms. Rothrock, said, the whole idea that you can get middle school kids to come in before school starts is really pretty exciting.
She wins.
Yeah, yeah, that's a neat story.
Hello? That is cool.
We come in peace.
Yeah, thank you. Hi there.
Hi. So do we know what that flash was I saw this morning?
No, we don't. Do you have a theory?
Have no idea. Yeah, okay. Just kind of curious what it was.
Well,
Okay.
No, it's an obviously pretty widespread. That's why it was interesting to hear from the caller near Hempstead. Hey there.
Hi there. I saw that flash of light. I was over by East Shore Airport in College Station on 2818.
Was there a color to it as far as you could tell?
No, it was just kind of a yellowish kind of color.
Okay, good, thanks. And again, I don't know how widespread it is, but it's we don't necessarily have fog on the ground, but we do have low clouds, so that can diffuse the light. Makes it difficult to tell what direction it's coming from, but still pretty cool. Hi. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I've been at work since 6 o'clock, and I didn't see anything. I think you're all crazy.
Thank you.
Would not be the first time we'd been accused of that.
Hello?
I didn't see the flash, but I've got pictures of the spaceship. I need to know what aliens eat.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, my gosh.
Typically, with regard to meteors, we see a flash of light, and there's no sonic boom. Typically, it's a skip off the top of the atmosphere, although those that do reach the ground and become meteorites can cause a sonic boom. But the cloud layer we have could have muffled that, so somebody might find a couple of rocks in their backyard around here.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Gosh, awesome. I hope so, because I'm calling the meteor men and making money.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I saw that. I was on 21 close to Madisonville, and I saw it.
Okay, very good. Cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey.
Air Force says it was swamp gas.
People in Marfa say, we got them all the time down here on the ground. Yeah.
If somebody comes to your house, though, with a pen and says, look at this, don't look at that.
Yeah. Well, good. Anyway, that's kind of
interesting.
Fun. It is. And see what we missed. Y'all couldn't see it because you don't have a window. I've got a window, but I had the blinds down. And so I don't know. Anyway. It's out there.
That's cool.
It is kind of fun. And,
the truth is out there.
We should call the folks in Madisonville. They might be able to know what it
that's
is.
That's right. The kids may find it. They may be discussing that this morning at in Miss Rothrock's class out there. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Yes, just wanted to let you know I was way down to the south of you and saw it.
How far south?
I was in just outside of Brenham.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
So we've had as far north as Calvert and as far south as Hempstead-Brenham.
Hempstead and Brenham. So, yeah, pretty good
interesting.
Size. Yeah, we'll have to check that out and see. Hey, don't forget that you can go to eBay, and if you'll type in Sumlin football, you will see an autographed commemorative SEC football signed by Kevin Sumlin. Okay? And right now the bid on it is $1,300. And all of that is going to our Christmas Angels campaign that we're doing. Again, we do this in a conjunction with Blue Baker. They've been helping us with this for 5 years. You can go to either of their locations, one on University Drive and one on Dominic. Pick an angel off the tree. It has the child's name, their age, and what they would like to have for Christmas. Then you go get a whatever they want on their angel, wrap it up, and then you bring it back either to Blue Baker or here at the radio station, and we'll take it from there. You can give money if you'd like to do that. It's just you can collect money around your office if you want to fund a gift, and we'll do the shopping for you.
Like our very healthy donor?
Exactly, and yeah, we're going to, matter of fact, Monday we're going to start talking about the many businesses that have helped out, and they've done it again this year. And then kind of on a personal note, and I don't talk about it a lot, but obviously my wife owns a toy store. And if you shop there to buy the angel, they also today and tomorrow will be donating 20% of all sales to Voices for Children. So you can help out too that way. You can help out the Christmas Angels by buying the gift there. And then secondly, 20% goes to Voices for Children for any sales at Jackie's Toys and Books.
Oh, like a double whammy.
Yep, today and tomorrow you can help both of them out. So if you'd like to do that. Oh, and also you can go to mychristmasangels.com if you don't have time to go to either of the Blue Bakers so that you can pick something out. Martha Stewart got salmonella. Did you hear about this?
Uh-oh.
I mean, this sounds like a story from The Onion, doesn't it?
It does. Christmas song that you would play on this station.
Yeah, that too. Hello.
So the Christmas Angels going to get some of y'all's WTAW mouse pads too?
Yeah, well, you know.
That's what made the light in the sky. We got it. More Christmas Angels.
Yeah, that's it. No, we don't have enough mouse pads for that. We have a very limited number, but we do. I got to start giving more of those away. Okay, we may do that later on today. Anyhow, no, really. Martha told the New York Post that she came down with salmonella poisoning last month and believes she got sick because she was cooking a bunch of turkeys.
I don't wish ill on anyone, but dang.
Well, she said, I was on the Today Show, and I did a number there, and then I went and did several other Thanksgiving appearances, and she thinks that's what happened, some cross-contamination.
Was she licking her hands?
I don't know. See, she seems like she'd know. She said, it really hit me hard, and I was in bed for days. On the plus side, though, she said, she lost weight.
So. And we didn't have to see her on TV.
Yeah, that's
looking for a good dentist for your